The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. And let's get started with this one from Family Circle. This is health news. And it's a bunch of little items here. First, a migraine breakthrough. The FDA recently approved Aimovig, I'm going to spell it, A-I-M-O-V-I-G, the first pharmaceutical specifically designed for preventing migraines in adults. It is self-administered as a monthly shot and works by blocking a receptor that is believed to play a role in migraines. Next, 37%. That's the percentage of U.S. adults who take prescription meds that have depression as a potential side effect, including certain heart and blood pressure medications, as well as some forms of hormonal birth control. Many patients may not be aware of the risk, which increases when multiple meds are taken. Joy. A new study from the University of Chicago found that when we approach everyday activities in a novel way, we experience more pleasure. It may be because we're forced to pay more attention to what we're doing. Put it to the test by drinking water from a martini glass, eating dinner in the dark, or even driving a different route to work. 41.6 millimeters. When female runners wore sneakers with this much cushioning in the heel and 34.7 millimeters in the forefoot, they experienced a higher impact peak and loading rate, two factors that can lead to injury. This is compared to women who wore shoes with only 33.3 millimeters of cushioning in the heel and 23.2 millimeters in the forefoot. Trendy maximal shoes can feel great, but people may depend too much on that extra padding instead of using their bodies to lessen forces. And last, change of heart. Your pregnancy may seem like it happened eons ago, but it provides important clues to your health today, especially if you experience gestational diabetes, gestational hypertension, preeclampsia, eclampsia, or preterm delivery. These pregnancy-related complications are emerging as important predictors of future risk of heart disease, says Jennifer H. Mieres, MD, cardiologist at Northwell Health and co-author of Heart Smart for Women. Pregnancy appears to be a natural stress test identifying at-risk women. However, the higher risk often goes unrecognized when factors like glucose levels and blood pressure return to normal after birth. If you experienced any of the conditions above, mention them to your primary care doctor. Next, from Real Simple, 7 smart ways to protect your money. Because the only fleece you want to feel is the fabric kind. You give side eye to emails from Nigerian princes who want to wire money. You know the IRS probably isn't making phone calls to collect tax payments on a weekend. You pride yourself on your ability to sniff out fishy email attachments. But here's the thing. Scammers are constantly evolving and testing out new tactics, so your know-how may need an update too. Last year, Americans lost $905 million to fraud, a $63 million jump from the year before, according to the Federal Trade Commission. And though you might expect there to be a correlation between a person's age and vulnerability, people younger than 50 actually reported losing money to a scheme more than older folks did. Use these expert-approved strategies to keep that target off your back. First, reject robocalls. It's not just you. Almost 900 million more robocalls are made each month compared with a year ago, according to YouMail, an app that analyzes calls through its robocall blocking service. At this point, you might be impervious to the most common calls, such as a zero-interest loan offer or a warning about a problem with your credit card. But some schemes are super sneaky. A recent one, when someone answers yes to any question, for example, can you hear me, a recording of that response is used as a voice signature to authorize fraudulent charges by telephone. Not familiar with a number? Let the call go to voicemail. If you do answer, don't respond to any questions or obey any prompts, such as pressing a button to opt out. Doing so verifies that yours is a working number and could make you a target for more calls. Register your number on the National Do Not Call Registry, donotcall.gov. To ward off international scammers, try an app that can help block problematic callers like Truecaller, Hiya, or Robo Killer. Next, have a sounding board. Friends don't let friends navigate financial decisions alone. That's doubly true when one of you is weighing investment opportunities or choosing whether to make a big purchase. Assemble a team of trusted advisors that includes your financial planner and perhaps an attorney. The next crucial step is committing to run every decision by them, says financial planner Catherine Scrivano, founder of Casco Financial Group in Phoenix. If someone, anyone, approaches you with a financial proposition, be ready to respond. I have a team of advisors I speak to before making any decisions. That alone will deflect scammers. Next, take your time and offer to lower your student loans if you sign up today. Getting rushed might be a red flag that someone doesn't want you to perform due diligence, says Peggy Tracy, a certified financial planner, a certified fraud examiner, and the founder of Priority Planning. Use the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority's free broker check tool, brokercheck.flnra.org. to dig into the backgrounds of brokers, brokerage firms, investment advisor firms, and advisors. Play it safe with email. You live your life over email, but personal information like your Social Security number, bank account numbers, and wire transfer details should absolutely be kept offline, says Mindy Jensen, real estate investor in Longmont, Colorado, and the author of How to Sell Your Home. If a scammer hacks into your box or the inbox or the inbox of a person you emailed, the info you sent can be used to drain your accounts or steal your identity. Use a secure portal to share sensitive info, call the agent or broker who needs the details, or deliver forms in person. If you have to send the info by email, encrypt it with a separate file. With Microsoft Office, this is as easy as selecting Protect Document from the Tools menu. The recipient will need a password to open the document. Provide it via phone call. Shield your address. When selling or renting property, never post the exact address, only cross streets. It's easy and common for scammers to duplicate your online ad but list the property at a lower price, says Jensen. Then they may tell interested renters that they're out of town and to mail a deposit before moving in. Or they may send a locksmith to rekey the property. You could be locked out of your own home or have innocent renters show up insisting they paid money to live there, she says. Default to credit. Be wary of requests to make a payment in the form of gift cards. Yes, this happens. In many cases, the value can't be recouped once you've handed over the numbers. Instead, use a credit card to pay for any deal or offer. Credit cards typically carry security protections, so if the deal turns out not to be legit, you have a better chance of getting your money back. Last, be cautious in times of tumult. No matter how savvy you usually are, a major event like a divorce or a move or the death of a loved one can make you more vulnerable to scams. Transitions may stir up all sorts of uncomfortable feelings, and many people react by speeding through big decisions to regain a sense of stability. But when you're lonely or hurt or shocked or grieving, you might not be thinking straight, says Tracy. And you might find that the investment you picked or the new house you bought was the wrong choice for you. And your bank account. Tracy encourages clients who are going through an emotional time to delay major decisions if they can. Ideally, take a year so the dust can settle and you can make the most clear-headed decisions, she says. From Good Housekeeping, Good Reads. Get a laugh, dig into drama, immerse yourself in another era. And hopefully these are available in audio soon, if not now. First, a memoir called My Squirrel Days by Ellie Kemper, K-E-M-P-E-R. When she was a child in St. Louis, Ellie Kemper decided at one point to flee the cruelties of the playground and become one with nature. The object of her fixation, a squirrel she named Natalie, whom she desperately and unsuccessfully wooed with treats until the day Ellie fell out of a tree, looked up, and could have sworn Natalie was laughing at her. It was a defining moment, says Ellie, star of screens small, such as The Office, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, and big screens, such as Bridesmaids. I realized I couldn't control everything or make someone like me. But you'll like her after reading her charming new memoir, pointedly titled My Squirrel Days. In a series of funny and relatable essays, Ellie shares highlights and a few lowlights of her school life and her start in comedy, plus out-there stuff like how her driver's ed instructor said he was afraid of her because redheads are witches. Ellie is not a witch. Witches have cauldrons and I can't boil pasta, she says. But she does weave some hilarious magic in these pages, offering a blueprint for how to make the most of every day. Next, this is fiction, entitled Listen to the Marriage by John J. Osborne, O-S-B-O-R-N. Every scene takes place during therapy sessions between a marriage counselor and separated clients Gretchen and Steve, who are fumbling about trying to define their future, whether together or apart. This surprisingly dramatic voyeuristic novel is based in part on the author's own experiences, lending an intimate, authentic feel. And next, I talked about this one last week. It's Kate Atkinson's book, Transcription. And let me spell her last name, A-T-K-I-N-S-O-N. Transcription. Teenager Juliet works in espionage in London during World War II, tasked with keeping an eye on British fascist sympathizers, an effort that comes back to haunt her years later. The acclaimed author of Life After Life, Atkinson brings her trademark, sharp, insightful writing to this fascinating tale of intrigue. So two different magazines have listed that one. It might well be worth a read. Next, from Family Circle, Laundry. The down and dirty, the best ways to get a handle on doing laundry is to understand how the washer and dryer affect each load. So, the washer lowdown, cycle length, this is how long the machine cleans your clothes, and it follows common sense. Smaller, minimally soiled loads need less time. Rule of thumb, choose the shortest possible cycle, as the less time clothing spins around, the longer it'll last. Cycle speed. A normal, regular cycle is best for bulky items because it's the least gentle. Permanent press is almost always the go-to since it's gentler but also effective at keeping wrinkles at bay. The delicate cycle should be reserved for, well, delicates. It's great for embellished clothing as well as fine fabrics. Water temperature. When in doubt, go cold. It's more energy efficient and less taxing on fabric. Separating lights from darks for fear of hot water bleeding is an outmoded extra step, since most washing machines and detergents have been developed to perform well in cold water. Now for the dryer. The highest heat setting, which is likely too hot for most clothing, is the regular load. It does work well, though, on heavy items such as towels, denim, and sweatshirts. The permanent press cycle speaks for itself because it's designated to reduce designed to reduce wrinkling with medium heat and a cool-down period at the end of the cycle. Pretty much all your clothes will thank you when you opt for this setting. Delicates are for delicates, since the low heat is gentle on clothing made of stretch and shrink-prone fabrics. This setting is also good for clothes that tend to retain small smell, such as your kids' gym clothes, because heat traps all that nasty in. Air drying. While this isn't technically a dryer category, it's definitely worth using whenever possible. Air drying is a foolproof way to make sure clothes don't shrink, trap in stink, or become faded. How often? Set up a schedule and stick with it. Whether it's every other day or every Tuesday, following a system will help you avoid a pileup. Helpful hacks: clean the washing machine about once a month. Just run the washer empty at a high temperature with a cleaning fluid such as vinegar or a commercial washing machine cleaner instead of detergent. Turn clothes inside out before washing, just in case they're prone to color fading or odor retention. Unbutton your shirt before tossing it in the wash. The other clothes and the spin of the machine might rip buttonholes open if they're closed. Pin socks together with a safety pin before washing so you never lose one again. Need to dry something lightning fast? Throw a couple of clean, dry towels into the dryer with it. The towels will absorb excess moisture, speeding up the process. Hand washing can be such a pain that you avoid buying items specifically this kind of care on their label. Life hack, hand wash in the shower with milder baby shampoo, since you're already going to get soapy. You can drape the cleaned clothes right over the curtain rod after wringing them out. And they have some product picks. Stain remover. OxyClean Max Force Spray is an oldie but goodie because it seriously works on grass, wine, blood, dirt, or virtually any other stain. Like any stain remover, though, it works best when applied right away. Detergent? Tide. The name is synonymous with laundry for a reason. It gets stains and odors out with ease and comes in liquid for the purists, powder for the old-school laundry doers, and pods for the college kids. Fabric softener? Downy is another name that goes hand-in-hand with laundry. It's powerfully soft and is iconic for being noticeably pleasant-smelling. Favorite natural brands? If you're looking for a good green clean, go for Method, The Honest Company, and Mrs. Meyer's Clean Day. And last, a foolproof pitch-in plan. If laundry is still your personal solo project, it's time to get everyone else to shoulder their own load. Here's how. If they wore it or used it, it's their responsibility to sort it. Once the laundry is dried and folded, everyone is obligated to put their share away. Simple as that. From Good Housekeeping, Home Alone Blues. With the kids back at school, your pets might go a little stir-crazy. Here's how to get them used to the new fall routine. Curb loneliness. An engaging toy is the key to comforting Fluffy or Fido when nobody's home. Designate a set of items your pet can play with only when you're away, and he'll be less likely to mind alone time. For cats, try PetLink's System Hide and Peek Apple and Worm Catnip Toy, available for $4 at Petco. And for your dog, test out Planet Dogs Link, $38 from planetdog.com. An interactive puzzle game with treats hidden throughout. Next, fill the silence. Music is beneficial to everyone's ears, including your pets. Research has shown that playing instrumental music while you're out can be especially soothing because it mimics the noise your pet is used to hearing when you're there. Turn on the Relax My Dog or Pet Therapy Calming Music for Cats playlist free on Spotify.com for a full day's worth of serene sounds. And stay connected. If your pet howls or meows in protest when you leave, transform your smartphone, tablet, or computer into a two-way audio and visual pet monitor with Good Housekeeping Media and Lab Tech Lab Pick, the Arlo Pro, available for $190 on Amazon.com. Pets can recognize an owner's voice even without seeing or smelling him or her, according to researchers, so let your words carry your pet to a relaxing place. From Real Simple, the most important home organization rule of all. If you do just one thing to keep your home organized, make it this. Implement the one-in, one-out rule. In the library, as you add new books to your collection, pull out the ones you no longer plan to look at and don't have a strong sentimental attachment to. They can go straight to a friend, donation center, or library. In the china cabinet, it can be tempting to pick up adorable pieces from a flea market or try something from a cool pottery studio. But your cabinet can only hold so much. So be sure you can handle parting with the equivalent number of pieces when you bring home new plates or serving ware. The closet and dresser. Your bedroom is the most important place to follow the one-in, one-out rule. After all, there aren't many spots in a pair of jeans can go when they don't fit in a drawer or have a hanger. Take that attitude with you when you're shopping to avoid buying doubles. And in the garage, almost nobody's garage is large enough for many multiples of bicycles or lawn equipment. If you find a great deal on a new lawnmower, for example, it means you're giving away the old one. From Good Housekeeping, easy weeknights make a fresh and delicious dinner in less time than you'd need to order takeout. We've got a crowd favorite, herb roasted chicken and cherry tomatoes. Prep time is 10 minutes, total time 25. Heat oven to 450. Heat 1 teaspoon oil in large oven-safe skillet on medium. Season 2 large bone-in chicken breasts, about 12 ounces each, with a half teaspoon each salt and pepper. Cook skin sides down until golden brown and crisp, 5 to 7 minutes. Turn. Add 1 pound of cherry tomatoes cut in half, one sprig of rosemary, and one teaspoon fennel seeds crushed. Then drizzle with one tablespoon oil and season with a quarter teaspoon each salt and pepper. Then roast until chicken is just cooked through and tomatoes have begun to break down, 12 to 15 minutes. Meanwhile, prepare 1 cup of instant polenta. Discard the rosemary. Transfer chicken to a cutting board and let rest 5 minutes. Stir 1 teaspoon red wine vinegar into the tomatoes, then toss with a quarter cup parsley chopped. Remove bone from chicken, slice, and serve on the polenta, top with tomatoes. And then, as a side here, breakfast tomorrow, transfer leftover polenta to a loaf pan and refrigerate until set. Slice, then pan fry, and serve with an egg and leftover tomatoes. Next, red curry, shrimp, and cilantro rice. This is 10 minutes, prep time, 30 minutes total. Cook 1 cup long grain white rice. Fluff with a fork and fold in 1 teaspoon grated lime zest and 1 cup of cilantro chopped. Heat 1 tablespoon of canola oil in a large skillet on medium. Add 1 1-inch piece of ginger cut into matchsticks and 2 cloves garlic thinly sliced. Saute 2 minutes. Stir in 2 tablespoons Thai red curry paste and cook 2 minutes. Stir in 1 13.5-ounce can of light coconut milk and 1 tablespoon fish sauce and simmer 3 minutes. Stir in 1.5 pounds baby bok choy, that's 4 to 6 heads, trimmed and leaves separated, large leaves halved lengthwise, and 1 pound peeled and deveined shrimp, and cook until shrimp are opaque throughout, 3 to 4 minutes. Stir in 2 tablespoons fresh lime juice. Serve over rice with additional cilantro, sliced red chilies, and lime wedges if desired. And for a switch up, you can try that with salmon or chicken breasts cut into 1-inch chunks instead of the shrimp. Spiced fresh tomato soup with sweet and herby pitas. This is a vegetarian dish. Prep time 10 minutes, total 25. Heat large Dutch oven on medium-low. Add 2 tablespoons olive oil and then 1 large onion and 1 large red pepper, both chopped, and 1/2 teaspoon salt. Cook covered, stirring occasionally until tender, 8 to 10 minutes. Meanwhile, finely grate 2 cloves garlic, 1 jalapeno, and 1 1-inch piece of ginger. Add onion and cook, stirring 1 minute. Stir in 2 teaspoons ground coriander and 1 teaspoon ground cumin and cook 1 minute. Add 2.5 pounds of tomatoes, roughly chopped, and 2.5 cups water. Increase the heat and simmer, partially covered, 10 minutes. Using immersion blender or standard blender in batches, puree the soup until smooth. While tomatoes are cooking, toast 2 pocketless pitas. For topping, combine 1 tablespoon brown sugar in a bowl with 2 tablespoons each butter, finely shredded unsweetened coconut, and cilantro. Spread onto the toasted pitas, then cut and serve with soup. This serves 4. And it says use extra sweet and savory coconut on ice cream, oatmeal, or yogurt, in case you had to buy the coconut just for this recipe. And a 5-ingredient one, linguine carbonara. This is a 10-minute prep time, 30-minute total, serves 4. Cook 12 ounces linguine. Reserve 3/4 cup of cooking water, then drain the pasta. Cook 6 ounces sliced bacon cut into 1-inch pieces in a large skillet on medium until crisp. Transfer to a paper towel-lined plate. Whisk together 3 large egg yolks, 1/2 cup of freshly grated Parmesan, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper in a large bowl. Gradually whisk in 1/4 cup of reserved warm cooking water. Add hot pasta and toss to coat, adding more reserved water if pasta seems dry. Fold in 1/2 cup of chopped parsley and bacon. Serve with lots of cracked pepper and extra Parmesan if desired. From Family Circle, warm feta dip. This serves 8. Prep time is 10 minutes. Bake for 35. Here's what you need. 8 ounces of feta cheese, 1/4 cup of milk, 1 12-ounce package of whipped cream cheese, 1/4 cup minced chives, 1/4 cup chopped flat leaf parsley, 1/4 cup finely chopped roasted red pepper, 1 teaspoon chopped thyme leaves, the zest of 1 lemon, 1/4 teaspoon salt, coarsely ground black pepper, and 6 thin slices of pumpernickel. Heat oven to 375. Crumble feta into a large bowl and add milk. Beat with a hand mixer until relatively smooth. Add cream cheese and beat until combined. Fold in the next 7 ingredients. Transfer to an oven-safe dish and sprinkle with pepper. Bake 15 minutes. Meanwhile, cut each slice of bread into 8 squares. Place on 1 or 2 baking sheets and add to oven. Bake 10 minutes. Flip, then bake 10 more. Remove the dip and bread from the oven. Serve warm. Also from Family Circle, farfalle with ham and peas. This serves 12, prep time 15 minutes, cook time 15 minutes. You need 1 pound of farfalle noodles, I would assume still dried at this point, 1/4 cup olive oil, 6 cloves garlic, 8 ounce diced ham steak, 1 cup frozen peas thawed, 1/2 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, 1/4 teaspoon salt, grated parmesan, and then it says adult version, 1 large leek cleaned and sliced, 2 tablespoons olive oil, 1/2 cup roasted red pepper strips. Bring a large pot of salted water to a boil, add farfalle, and cook per package directions about 11 minutes. Meanwhile, heat oil in a large skillet over medium. Slice garlic and add to the skillet. Cook 6 minutes. Stir in ham and peas. Cook 3 minutes or until heated through. Drain farfalle and return to the pot. Add skillet contents, pepper, and salt. Stir until combined, then divide in half. Adult version, cook the leek in oil for 4 minutes. Stir in pepper and heat through. Add to half the pasta. Serve both with grated parmesan. And from Family Circle, crunch time with sugar and spice and everything nice like nuts and chickpeas, your favorite snack, popcorn, can go sweet or savory. First, spicy. In a large bowl, toss 8 cups salted popcorn with 2 teaspoons Cajun spice blend. Stir in 1 cup each pretzel sticks, hot peanuts, and spicy crunchy chickpeas such as saffron road chipotle. This makes 11 cups. For sweet, in a large bowl, toss 8 cups kettle corn with 2 tablespoons unsweetened cocoa powder. Stir in 1 cup each dried tart cherries, candied nuts, and sweet crunchy chickpeas such as saffron road salted caramel. This makes 11 cups as well. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.